Yeah, you know when it's gonna be a good one? When Taylor's already got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably like, I missed that retard.
He ready?
He's ready.
Taylor, you ready?
No, he missed when the drums came back in really badly.
I peeped that too, because I ain't never heard this song before, and he did the drums, and the drums
didn't
come.
There was no drums. There was silence.
I'm like, oh, drums gonna come though.
Silence. Oh my God, that's Fugazi. Ian McKay started that band after
he's McKay.
Whatever, dude. McKay, potato, patata, frittata.
Yeah, I don't know them.
After he left Black Flag.
I don't know them either.
What's that?
Minor Threat.
Whatever, dude. Oh, I actually have Minor Threat. I have the vinyl. I'm off. They weren't really in my thing. Justin, we were going to do a different intro this week, and then he dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Got roasted, and he was roasting out in the lot. Came in masked up. I took some time, brought some old bandanas out today, tried to make the masks, and
shit ain't work.
It didn't work, dude. Not for him. Mine.
Nah, my ears was, I don't know, they was real rubbery.
Gumby ears. What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Ville. It's Angry Algos. Angry Algos.
What's good?
President, Prime Minister.
We back.
Yeah, thank...
The non-essential essential.
Thank the invisible guy in the sky.
Yeah.
Well, or a girl, I don't want to assume. This is nouns.
Pandemic radio.
Yeah. It's World Autism Day, too. Well, Autism Awareness Day, so that's why I got the blues on.
Oh, you got the blue on for that?
Yeah.
All right. That's what's good.
Before we jump in, I want to thank Bobby and the boys over at Sneak Peek Prints. Over in Collingdale, they do great work. They did great work on our merch. Shit came out fantastic, and they did it expeditiously.
Yeah, shout out to them. That was a T.I. word right there.
What's that?
Expeditiously.
You got it.
That was T.I.
No, he stole it from me.
All right.
He must have gotten my notes. But they do great work, and they're good guys. They're over in Collingdale, 711 McDade Boulevard. Or you can hit them up on the IG at Sneak, SNEAKPEAK underscore prints.
Sneak peek.
Yeah, the merch came out. It was all love.
Yeah.
How about no shout out? I want to take a shout out that I gave out to Virginia Beach. What the fuck is going on, 757? They were jamming out on the fucking beach this week, dude. Closed the whole... They got, I guess the Virginia governor got so mad, he just fucking closed down the whole state till June. He's like, you know what? You want to party on the beach? Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit. Yeah, they closed the whole shit down. Kind of like up in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yeah.
At a goddamn bat mitzvah with fucking 85 fucking people.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Ooh, he's getting it in.
One last time.
They was getting it in. They was like, fuck it.
One last time.
Yo, but it gotta be fucked up if, like, you was, like, really planning on doing something and now it was just canceled.
Friends of ours had a wedding.
A wedding.
And they went from very large, you know, like...
Then what if now that they quarantine, they just break up?
They did the fam... Nah.
What if they just break up now?
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's quarantine?
Because shit crazy. Yeah.
Long-ass honeymoon in the crib.
Like, yo, I don't even fuck with you like that. I'm out.
It's Rona fucked my whole shit up.
Peace. Yeah.
Nah. So I guess I had something else for right here in this spot, but we can't do that. So Taylor stepped away for a second.
My bad. That wasn't a Rona cough.
That was, yeah. What are you practicing?
You can't even cough nowadays.
No. Oh, hold on. I'll tell you a joke my cousin said the other day. He said, because I seen we're doing crazy hair pictures because nobody's going to the barber, you know what I mean, anything like that. So yeah. I got out the shower, my shit was standing up. Looked like a fucking fro bunny, right?
Yeah. He was looking like Kaepernick.
So he said, he's like, my shit is a little different, right? Because he's got the male pattern thing going on.
Yeah.
And up front is not that good, right? Yeah. So he said his forehead is using eminent domain laws to occupy his skull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a five head.
It was
He got a five head.
4-5-6-7
He got like a 4-5-6 head.
Yeah, like the 76ers.
He got a CeeLo head.
Like the Sixers song. 10-9-8 76ers. Look, there you go.
Oh, look. Shit. Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo, get it together, dude.
Yeah, his shit. He's still fighting the fight, though.
Yeah.
He's trying. He holding on.
I know. I'm not mad at him.
He holding on, man. You got to respect that.
Oh, so Taylor stepped back. So what I wanted to say was, and then move on real quickly because I don't want to spend too much time on the Crust Bunny, but somebody else is trying to steal our shine.
Ooh.
Somebody else pretty big dropped a pod.
Yeah?
Creepy Uncle Joe Biden.
Uncle Joe?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's
You fuck with Joe?
It's called Here's the Deal. And here's the deal for you, Joe.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker. Wham, bam, done.
What?
That's from the fucking Back to the Future. When fucking
Surprise,
Morty's dead.
Motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. Wham, bam, that's from Dexter. Remember the show Dexter?
Yeah, at the end. So they just spliced the clip, but yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, right? Creepy Uncle Joe, he's always like grabbing everybody. He's definitely not going to be doing well with the social distancing thing.
Nah.
He takes a hands-on kind of approach.
Yeah, he like to touch, man. That's his love language. Touch. I need you.
Sure.
I need to feel you.
Yeah.
Shout out, yo, watch Joe Biden, yo, if he could... He getting somebody pregnant right about now.
Whoa, that just took a weird turn.
Yeah.
I hate when you do that. When you catch me, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, man, just imagine, like, creepy Uncle Joe, horny as shit in the crib, bored.
Touching on you.
What you gonna do, tell him no?
Get your fucking veneers away from me, dude.
He gonna convince you. That's what he trying to do. He trying to convince us to fuck him.
To fuck. Why?
Or get fucked.
Yeah. Get down or lay down, motherfucker.
Yeah, because that would be crazy, yo. He got to win.
Did you see him? So, like, when some of this started taking off, this Rona stuff, he was, like, trying to get digital, like, to have, like, a digital presence or whatever. So he had, like, the laptop set up or whatever, or the cam. And I guess he, like, fucked up and thought he was, like, on the debate stage. So he gets up from where it's a still frame shot.
Yeah.
And then he gets up as if he's on the debate stage and the camera is going to follow him. But it doesn't, like I said, because it's a still frame shot. So here he is, like, turned 90 degrees to his left, looking the other way. And the camera's over here. And the fucking, in the picture frame is just his fucking shoulder. And he talked for about 7 to 10 minutes, dude.
Yo, he old as shit, though.
Get your fucking life together, dude.
Old as shit. How old is Joe?
Old.
78.
7,800 years old.
Yeah, he old as shit, though.
Yeah.
He losing it.
Lost.
77.
Shit. 77. From 73. Yeah, they too. Yo, why we gotta get them to be the president? Why can't we have somebody younger, like late 40s, early 50s?
You got to be in the old boys club for a long enough time, or your dad has to have enough money.
Yeah, that shit weird.
No, it's not.
That shit crazy. Nah, it's crazy.
It's not.
It's not weird. Like, it's normal, but for the president, though.
For many long times, like the beginning of time, that's kind of how it's been. Mm. It's crazy. Like, look, think about how crazy it was when you think back and you're like, medieval times was crazy. The peasants were living and it was so bad on the outside. And the king is in the castle, like Borat. King in the castle. I'm the king in the castle, right? Well, is it not similar to what's going on right now? Like, you have out in Vegas, you have fucking hundreds of homeless people and they got them lined up in the fucking parking, like in the parking lot, 6 feet away in the spaces. But yet all of the hotels and casinos and everything are empty.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of the same to me.
It's about that bread.
Yeah, you're not getting in here.
It's about that bread. Because then, I mean, you're going to be helping out some people, but then it's going to be some people taking advantage of that shit.
Yeah,
wilding out.
Yeah, like Bon Jovi.
Going to fuck your shit up.
Here comes my angry algorithm of the week.
And because of them, everybody else got to suffer.
Fuck Bon Jovi, too. I know my Missouri fans aren't liking that. At least one of them. Fuck. So he was supposed to have a huge tour this summer, whatever. Like
this summer?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The wife was telling me.
It's not happening.
So he's doing a coronavirus song.
No tours is happening this summer.
He's going to sell the song. So he's just like going to, you know, make the song. Like, why? What's wrong?
A song about corona?
Apparently. I was like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking.
Nah, he reaching.
Like, chill,
he reaching because it's such an easy thing for like a rapper to do, like put like a punchline that got corona in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick, like corona. Right. Like, no.
Right.
Nah, it's too easy. Don't do it.
Right, you're making a whole song.
But somebody's going to do it, though.
Right. A whole song and then like.
But Bon Jovi, he like he popping, right? Like, he's famous.
Yeah, in 87, yeah. He was popping big time.
So he shouldn't have
he's
to
popped
do.
At this point.
So he shouldn't have to do no shit like this, right?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, where
he out of pocket.
I just question his intentions. That's all.
Like, he's trying to get really, some bread.
Yeah.
He trying to come up.
A PR move. Like,
somebody got to come up in these hard times.
Not him.
Not him. Nah, not with that.
He's not the one.
That's like the dude that tried to put COVID as his license plate.
Yeah, right. Eddie, you fucking shout out. Fuck.
That's what Bon Jovi's doing.
Yeah. COVID. A fucking asshole. So everybody, we did a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, I don't know, we kind of did it on the pod a little bit, but like everyone's all like, it's end of the world. But I guess we're trying like stay positive. I don't really want to, you know why? Because it's not going to take, you know, maybe I'll regret this if I'm dead. Oh, wait, that would be weird. I don't know. I think I'm just too strong for it. So let's stay positive. What's the song or songs that you would, excuse me, that you would, that's on your playlist, or what's your number one, what's the banger coming out for when we come out of this corona? So I asked, we got interactive, I reached out to people, and some people, some of our listeners gave us some of theirs, what they would play. So basically, let me set the scene for you. This is what I told the people. First, they were like, dude, you're putting me on the spot, I don't know. And I said, okay, I'll paint the scene. Imagine it's a world just like the one we're living in, and all of the predictions come true, and lots of people are dead, but you are not one of them. And you come out, and it's World Unity Day, and everyone is fucking happy and gay. Gay, like, in the happy way, so it's like, that's like a whatever. Mm-hmm. So everyone's happy, and everyone's going to listen to your playlist, and you got the control. Mm. What are you coming out to?
Just you, though?
No, the whole, whatever.
The whole world coming out.
I didn't think about it after that. It was just a hypothetical bubble. what
just one song?
No, we got to fucking fill. We got to fill 50 some minutes left, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Like, like, you want them. You want them to name their top song that they want to come out to.
And like, then how I said a couple. Give me like. All right. So here.
This all right. I got one.
You got one. Is it already? You got it queued up?
Nah.
Okay. Well, hold on. As soon as this
Oh, you want to play a little bit of it?
We got it.
Okay. Hey, who this yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Of course it's mine. It's my show, motherfucker. Yeah, we're in there, baby. This is the party banger, dude.
I can see you coming out to that, too. I can see exactly what move you're doing. I saw you do it before.
Strafe, set it off.
Nah, that's...
Y'all want this party started? Yeah. Because it's going to be the after Rona party, dude.
Yeah. You know they're going to get it off after Roni, after Rona special.
After Roni, tenderoni, baby. Nah, come here. Let me sit here. Let me talk to you.
You're looking finger looking good.
Let me smell your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You want this? Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
So, like, I was thinking, like, something like that. You know what I mean? But it could be whatever you want it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, I mean, that was one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got? Give me one. We'll go back.
You know my guy is Max B.
Yeah, sure.
So the first song I thought of was like something like that. Like,
yeah, right. get
it's
you
a
moved.
Party.
Yeah, we'll put you. Yeah, we'll put you there. Right.
Max B, man, he could give you everything, man.
All of it.
Go R&B, hard rap,
yeah.
Drug rap, murder rap,
whatever.
And then he'll give you some smooth party shit like you could put on at the barbecue. You know what I mean? Five in the morning. Uh-huh. Like, oh.
Kind of saucy.
Kind of saucy.
Coming from the club, you know?
Yeah.
Really had a great time.
I had a great time, too. And I'm saucy.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Chill with the girls.
Like, uh-huh, we were girls.
Did a lot of grand crew.
A lot of grand crew. That's that Remy.
I don't want to go home.
I don't want to go home yet.
I might put the blades on.
I've been home.
Might be skating for a little bit.
I've been home, wavy. It's that Rick James shit. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess I have.
Where do I go?
There's 200,000 people dead. There is no competition. They're all dead.
Yeah. Where I go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man, Max B, man.
I'll go with that. I'll go with
Free Max B. He could get the Rona in there, man. Let him out.
Oh, speaking of, yeah, they let Tekashi out.
They
he's
let
getting
6ix9ine out.
I seen that
man.
Right before I came in here. I was like, what a
they let 6ix9ine out, man. How you feel about that?
Not cool.
That shit crazy, yo. That shit crazy.
Not cool. And they should let Max out.
You could do all that stuff and just tell on somebody.
Right.
Tell on him, and then you just...
And then wait for a global pandemic, and they're just going to pop the door for you.
You don't have no time.
After they denied it. Like, he filed an appeal last week or whatever. Like, yeah. And they were like...
Nah.
No.
Then the Rona happened. All right. This shit bad now.
Well, then the Rona happened real bad in New York. I think
Yeah, real bad. So they like, nah, we got to let you out. That shit crazy. People still fuck with him. Like young kids. Fuck with him.
My next one is this is one of my favorite bands.
Okay, I think I heard this song before.
I put it on my IG. I went and seen him My Morning Jacket.
Oh no, I thought it was something else.
Oh okay.
It's not this.
Yeah. One Big Holiday.
Okay.
Man, this is my shit.
This some shit you come out to smoke to.
Yeah.
Like, it's smoke all around you.
Yeah.
You fucking walking in slow motion.
It was so whack. I was just high. Like, okay, so.
You got on a shiny suit.
All right, so here's the setup for it. So.
Boots.
We're up in Queens. We're up in Queens, New York.
Slight Hill.
8507 Queens Boulevard, right? Right down the street from the McDowell's, all right? That's no bullshit. That's where we're at. Left Rack was right around, like right on the other side of 495.
Yeah, our buns have no seats.
No seats. So like we're, you know what I mean? We're in Norrie's neighborhood. That's where the fucking whatchamacallit was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the show was at Flushing Meadows, which is like where they used to have the tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. So. It's the venue. It's like in a, it's like right in a neighborhood. You know what I mean? So like, yeah. You take an Uber or a Lyft. It's all Lyft up there. I guess the Lyft runs.
Oh, that's a Lyft. That's a Lyft neighborhood.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I wanted to like, Lyft a couple things.
Nah, like they yes. Like they a gang.
Yeah. It's like
nah. They're, Uber they're Uber got it. Uber got these blocks.
Nah, take that shit down the street. So you go into the venue and it's like they cattle shoot you down one street. And then you come in. So I'm like, I've never been to the venue. I got the fucking edibles. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm getting high. And then I'm like, oh, shit. There's guards. What do I do?
And you snuck in?
And I was already high. Nah, we had tickets. Oh, so, because
you know you like sneaking in.
But I didn't know how. Correct. But I was with the wife. So I was like, I didn't know how on you they would be. Like, you know what I mean? Like with the pat down. So I'm like, fuck, I got to eat them all. So I fucking like ate way more than I wanted to, right? And I'm like, I'll be good, dude. It'll be cool. I'll be totally cool.
You ain't think like you could just put them in your drawers?
No, because the way they cattle shoot you in, you couldn't really turn around, and it was a little bit early. Like there was no crowd yet. You know what I mean? So I was like, fuck. They're just looking at, like, staring back at me, like as it, and I'm staring at them, like it's the abyss. You know what I mean? I'm like,
you was first in line.
Oh no.
You was first in line, yo.
My wife is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're bugging, dude. Come on. Act like you've done this before. I'm like, I'm going to eat them all.
Yeah, you was first in line, yo.
I'm pretty, not first, but like pretty close. So all then right. You get in the venue.
Yeah, first in line is crazy.
Get in there. The venue was all right. You know what I mean? It was cool. The acoustics in the place was fantastic. It was like out of this world. You know,
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like it's great.
Yeah, the sound, like the sound quality.
I know. I heard of it before, but it was really weird.
Like the way it was like a like kind of like an amphitheater, and then there, like the way that Taylor, what would it be called? The way that they control the sound, like it doesn't dissipate out into the neighborhood.
Like it's enclosed.
It's yeah, the way that it, like it kind of traps it. So it's like it's open, you know what I mean? And but it's like kind of like a natural amphitheater setup almost. But the backside where the band performs is all open. It's the rest of the fucking neighborhood. You can see tennis courts and then fucking houses behind it. But when you walk out, you can't fucking hear it in the neighborhood. I mean, you could hear it, but like you know that something's going on, but it's not like
sounds probably not getting.
You're not like, oh shit, that's Elton. Fuck, it's Elton John, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you
sounds
can't,
like not reflected once voice. It hits the crowd, probably.
Yeah, and yeah. Then like even in the tunnel, like when you're going up the steps, it's like it's muffled. It was cool. It was a cool place to see a show. Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. They were good, and I
so
was.
You ain't
I was
finished the
in.
Story. You was.
Was locked
you
in.
You took all the Johns though.
So I'm locked in, right? I'm fucking. Like fucking saucer beam eyes, and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm fucking. I didn't know if I was like super high or started having a panic attack or both. Yeah. And I'm like, I gotta put my fence to the, like, the seats were all like bleachers.
Yeah.
So there was no backs. So I'm like, I gotta go up to back. The. I gotta go up to the top and put my fence to the back. You know, or my back to the my fence to the back. my back to the fence or whatever. But I don't know. Yeah, it was great, dude. It was great. It wasn't super my crowd. Like, all the beer and shit that they served, I definitely wouldn't drink. It was like,
yeah,
fucking weirdo bullshit.
Okay.
And wine. They had wine in a can or box or some shit.
The wine in a box.
Yeah, bag. Bag box. It was like a Capri Sun of wine.
Somebody snuck that in?
Nah, they were selling them at the joint.
They were selling them?
Yeah, like, it wouldn't have typically been my crowd. It looked like, like fucking... Like Long Island Dock Boys or some shit.
Yeah.
I guess. What do they call them? It was hipsterish, Taylor?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
The hipsters.
Hipster. What do you
hippie.
Got? Hippie. Now, that would be like at a dead. That's more my speed.
Yeah, hippie and hipster are different.
Yeah. I don't fit in the middle. It's like I'm either on the way on, we're doing the hippie shit, or like we're in the hood with ratchets and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really go in the middle too much.
You in between that, like?
On both.
Yeah, I mean, you
I'm
can
on
do,
both.
You can
I
do
straddle
both.
The spectrum. I'm on both sides. No, yeah. I'm on all, like this. Like what?
You a lockdown defender.
That's true too.
Yeah.
That's true too.
You could defend 1 to 5.
All of them.
You know what I mean?
Like magic. Right then, he start
basketball over.
The other day was they had the 92 All-Star game on, and I thought that's it's an interesting one. They had Magic, they let Magic play with fucking AIDS.
Niggas was like, silence. Man, I ain't trying to play with him.
Did you hear the silence in the studio? Yeah, they canceled that fight too. Khabib and what you call it, you saw that?
Oh, yeah, Khabib said he ain't leaving Russia.
I don't fight. I don't fight.
He can't leave.
I can't leave. I don't fight.
Yeah. And then they talking about Conor was like, yo, I'm ready.
Yeah, Dustin Poirier too.
Nah, I want to see Conor.
Conor and Tony?
Yeah.
How's he going to? Absolutely. No, but it's got to be somebody in the United States or they're not going to let him fly. You're not coming in.
Who?
Anybody. Conor? Yeah. Unless he's already in the States.
He might be. They can fly in private.
Maybe. What's your next one?
I got Childish Gambino, Summertime Magic.
Excellent. Excellent choice. Mic on? Oh, there it is.
Here we go. This right here, man. This one bring the ladies out.
You know what? And I loved it because he teased it when on the IG with Rihanna Riri. I was like, oh.
This the one right here. You bring the ladies out to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you like, come here. This is my shit. I think this came out last year.
Maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah, this right here was fire, man. You get a girl close to you.
What's up with
and y'all just vibe.
Is he with Riri? Or is that's old? Ooh. Or
what? Nah, that was a that was a movie.
Or no. ASAP. Is ASAP with or is it
what? I don't know. She was with some dude. Some like Arab dude.
Correct. I saw something on Twitter the other day. What is him and ASAP? Like ASAP and Tyler the Creator? Was Tyler the Creator hitting on him? was that a troll operation or was that real?
Nah, Tyler the Creator, he just weird like that, yo.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, I'm not in the know.
Yeah, I don't know. They be playing around with that.
No, I thought that's why I brought it up with Riri. Oh God, I do that every week. I hit my fucking head on the fucking microphone. What it was ASAP and Riri. I thought like I might. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
Stop calling her that.
What, Riri? Yeah. that's what they call her now, isn't it?
Riri.
Yeah. Why? Oh, you mean like Riri retarded?
Yes. That's yes.
Oh. yeah, you can't do the R word. Well, look, my wife says that too. We can't do it in the house, so we shorted it to Riri. And then it actually started because, like, I'm clumsy and shit, so I'll spill stuff or do something stupid. So, like, they've shorted it to, oh, fucking Bill had a Riri moment. Like, one time, like, right after Thanksgiving, I fucking was trying to take this turkey, like, in the pan, and it still had the juice. Man.
Don't tell me you dropped the turkey.
All over, dude. Fucking motherfucker! That wasn't me screaming that time. It was the missus. She's like, you fucking, get the fuck out of here, dude.
You dropped the turkey on Thanksgiving?
No, like, it was after, and it was like the carcass with the juice, with the au jus.
But it wasn't, so they ate.
Yeah, everybody had eight.
Oh, all right.
So did the carpet. The carpet ate all the juice, dude. Shortly, and that's when, shortly thereafter, that's when we got when I put the
hardwood floor in.
Yeah, the hardwood in. I got one, and you're going to hate it because I know you don't like this. Pitbull? Do you think Pitbull's going to make it? I hope so, dude.
Going to make it what? Through this? Through the Rona?
All
right. You think he gonna make it through the Rona?
Probably. All that energy, yeah. He'll probably run right past it.
Did he swim here?
Oh man.
Hey, he from Cuba. He Cuban.
I don't know if he swam here though.
Yeah, I mean, he probably did.
Shots fired.
If he said,
muy velo.
If he told you like, yo, I swam here, I believe you would believe him.
Why not? He's Pitbull.
He Pitbull.
Right.
I mean, we know how he used to give it up. He used to rap. He used to have bars. Now he doing
like on the first album. Then now he's like,
now he got a suit. He got a suit, glasses on, and
right.
Like
you they think changed him up. Right?
You think he got the coat? Like he might have a coat. He might have it on. He
that's
like
a good observation.
He definitely know where to get it.
Yeah,
he's too rich for that.
I got you.
What happened, Taylor?
I said he's too rich for that.
He's too rich.
That's why he rich.
He's like Mario.
That's
whatever.
Why he rich.
He's like Mario.
Mario to bro
from the fucking Tiger King.
Mario to bro. He got he had the blow in the 223 snakes.
Oh my God! I had fucking one was on my list, dude. I can't even put it on there no more.
What? Oh,
hold
Joe?
On.
Yeah, Joe on that bullshit. Joe talking spicy.
Taylor, did you watch it yet?
I did.
Oh, thank you.
Joe was talking spicy. Look.
Going on here in this country, it's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word.
That's
what
right, nigga.
What the hell is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can't.
Nah.
Going on
it's discrimination
because we can't say the F word to him, right? Is that kind of the same? We can't do N's and F's, right?
Fucking,
I mean,
fucking
that's the
Joe.
Least surprising video I ever heard. Also,
fucking Joe,
of course he's
that's
that
the
guy.
Least, right? Yeah, what of course about that of course guy he's racist. Didn't you think would make him have those views?
Of course, he's racist. Well, he's gay,
he's a gay cowboy from Oklahoma that owns tigers,
yeah.
Yeah, there's probably some racism in there.
Yeah, it might be.
That's not even what bothered me the most, though, dude.
What happened? Oh, Joe got the Rona.
I saw that. I don't know if it's true or not.
It's true. Oh, Milli Vanilli?
It really meant a lot to me. Girl, you know it's you true. Does he really have it? Me. Does he got the Rona? Bobby T, this is for your pops. Have to tell him you gotta play. So now Milli Vanilli is not the only ones with mega hits that they didn't actually sing. Joe Exotic. God damn it, you broke my heart.
Bobby T, I remember he the one out there on the Black Seed and the CMOS.
He's doing well. He hit me up today.
I already fucking know. Shout out to Bobby T. That's my man, yo.
When I said, yo,
popped up. What? Yeah, big he got a wife?
Yeah. And
he married? Yo, he pounding it. He laying it down every night, Bobby T.
That's
what I'm talking about, baby.
Look at everybody else's list, right? Uh-huh. A couple. Everybody's got a couple. There go Bobby's. Mm-hmm. There goes Bobby's today. He's like, just a couple that I listen to. Uh-huh. That's a goddamn insane. He gave me Sony's whole catalog. Like
Bobby T, what you hitting your wife to? I know you. If you got all them songs,
let's see.
You got to have a couple songs that hit your wife to. Throw this on.
Probably Peter Frampton, Baby, I Love Your Way.
Throw that Pete on. Oh. Throw that Pete on, boo. You know what time it is. I got that sea moss up in me. The fuck? Shit, stop playing with me. That's that Pete.
Ooh, I love that sea moss every day. Wanna be with the sea moss. Why am I butterflying my fucking knees right now,
dude? Bobby T, like, man, fuck the Rona. I ain't catching this shit. I'm off that sea moss and that black seed oil, you baby.
Yeah, shout out, Bobby. He gave me an extensive list, dude. Oh, you know how I know that's my voice? Because he gave me one of the first ones when we were actually talking, and then he had given me the other list. Like, he had texted the list. He picked my favorite Rage song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. It's called Down Rodeo. So basically, they're rolling down Rodeo with a shotgun, and some of you people ain't seen a brown skinned man since your grandparents brought one. And coming hard with this one. I would come out to this one. I'd be like,
yeah. This sounds like some shit like Stone Cold would come out to.
Oh, and then do the stunner?
Like, fucking yeah. Let's go.
Crushing my enemies.
Yes.
Give me a hell yeah. Stone Cold. God, what do you got? Just keep them coming, man.
All right, I got another one right here, baby. Yeah. See, my shit was all like turn up shit, baby.
Yeah, do it.
And I got this one right here. Who
run it? Ooh, 3-6. Mikey, where you at?
Who run it? Uh-huh.
Who run it?
This right here, you just get that bounce in you.
Who run it?
You're like, damn, I'm bouncing. Why am I bouncing?
Who run it? 36, okay. 36 from 21.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Who run it?
You just bouncing.
Who run it?
You just bouncing right now. Bounce with us. Who run it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They got a Grammy, too.
Yep.
And an Oscar.
Uh-huh. Y'all ain't running shit with y'all mouth.
Ooh.
Anybody say something, they getting tossed out.
See ya. Walk it out.
Fucking 3-6, man.
It came hard.
There's some shit right here, yeah. Boy.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Juicy J. Nobody ever wanted to be the guy with the claw arm.
DJ Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a special arm.
So here, this is a good joke. So my girl Jamie, right? She's a day oneer. Was instrumental in helping me get the, like, you know, like, come on, you could do this. Come on, you could do this. Like, yeah. In reference to the pod.
Shout out to Jamie.
So she's going to come on. She wants to come on. She's going to probably wait for Dorona, or we can probably Skype her in or whatever. But I asked her yesterday. I was like, yo, Jamie, what you got? What's your jam?
Yeah. It's Jamie. Okay.
And she came with Whitney.
Okay.
So she's coming out. She's coming out with me.
I just started doing a robot to this.
So my wife jokes that.
Can you do the robot to this? Well, at least the beginning part.
Taylor, can you do the robot to this?
I'm not doing it right now.
You got a robot to the beginning part. And then after a switch up, you be like, okay. Get smooth with it.
And then really get
just
into
start,
it.
Just start wiggling.
And I joked with Jamie. I told her, I said, you don't want to dance with somebody. You want to feel that heat with somebody. Uh-huh. And then, she made a crude joke. I'll let her tell it when she comes on.
It's gonna be a lot of fucking after this is over.
You were picking up when I'm laying down. That's why you're my that's why we're co-host buddies, my friend.
A lot of fucking after this is over. Fucking other people. Yo.
You picked right up on it because Jamie's next joint was
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot,
Let me cue it up.
A lot. That's just, like you just gotta make the best out of this joint with your wife. Like if you lock down with a woman, you gotta make the best of it. Okay.
Salt and Pepper, talk about sex.
Okay. This was her joint?
All right. Right after wedding.
All
right,
Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie had a couple.
Yeah. She trying to get to it.
Let's heal it on the regular. I don't know all the words because yeah. It's not 1989, but yeah. Yeah. Jamie came with some ones. Then she came with Luda. Shake your money maker. I was like, damn, what? Hey, that's your playlist. That's your playlist. That's what you're coming with. You know what I mean? I ain't mad.
This shit gonna be lit either way.
She gonna come. Yeah, I think once it's all over, everyone's gonna be like, it's gonna be fucking pandemonium party.
Yo, what you think it's gonna be like? You think it's gonna be like crazy people gonna be just like waiting to get out, like running. Like a new pair of Jordans just came out at Foot Locker.
I'll go get
and they just lined up.
I'll go get the Air Gordons.
As soon as they open the doors up, people just running in for them Jordans.
Fucking.
You think that's what it's going to be like? Or are people going to be like still scared a little bit?
I don't know. Scared.
Still scared?
Yeah. I don't know how many people
I think people are going to be crazy. I mean, I don't give a fuck. Because there's a lot of people out here like, yo, this is some bullshit. Still, like, I'm here at work.
Wait till the number.
Well, that was the cashier at the truck stop.
Right. People also aren't aware that 981 people died yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most in any day, I believe, in any country. So keep going. And they said the peak's not going to be for a while. So that's why I'm saying lots of people are going to be dead. You won't be one of them. What are you playing?
Yeah.
Dance Party, USA. Probably not Miley. Probably not Miley.
Miley?
No, definitely not.
Nah, not her. I got another one. I was in my 3-6 bag. So after I played the We Run It, I was like, oh shit, they got that song that came out last year. I think it was last year. Power Glide, Ray Shrummer.
Yeah. With Juicy.
It sounds just like the the side to side.
See, that's my close
that 3-6. I'm like, yo, this is 3-6.
Yeah, it sounds similar.
It's the same shit.
They took a sample, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna play side to side right now.
Oh, we did this. Yeah, you're right. I see you. Close it up.
That song came out last year.
Yeah.
All right, this the OG song made in the early 2000s, late 90s. They just sped it up a little bit. I wasn't even fucking with 3-6 like that. Back when they was popping like that.
Yeah, like Project Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. My man Manny.
I wasn't either. Shaking my head, yes, I was.
when I was living in Galloway, right?
Yeah.
My man Manny had moved to Memphis, and he came back talking about 3-6 Mafia.
Turn your volume down when you bring that in.
So I'm like, what? 3-6 Mafia? I'm like, that Ron Spinner shit? I'm like, y'all be listening to that? He was like, yeah, they hot down there.
Yeah.
But I ain't fuck with 3-6 like that till they won the Grammy.
Yeah.
Till they was on the what's this shit called? Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
The movie. They did all the songs for that.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the money for this rent.
That movie was all right.
Yeah. That's one of the wives. She likes that one.
Fucking Terrence Howard.
Hey.
Okay.
It's the Donnie Buckeye.
Okay.
Donnie Ohio.
This after you get your shit off.
Yeah. Because that's when you're gonna come out. You're gonna be like, all right, let me get the. I don't want to go out with a boner. You know what I mean? Like, with all backed up.
Come out chill.
Come out and then let me. You know what I mean? And then it's
coming
like
coming out chill.
So when you raise your arms, like Andy, like when you come out the door, it's gonna be like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank when he crawls through. Andy Dufresne crawled through 50 miles of shit, and then you're, and then this is your like
arms up.
Pumped.
Yeah,
I would be pumped, dude.
I like that.
Yeah,
like we everyday people out here.
That's it, man.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a strange world now, man.
Yeah.
Dude, it took me like fucking 8 minutes to get here, I think, dude. Not even.
Yeah, man.
Maybe
it's
a little more.
The traffic,
like,
see,
it was
me,
like rush hour. I'm like, what yo, the fuck?
Me being a truck driver, yo, like, traffic is that shit love right now.
Yeah.
But it's still crazy ass drivers out there.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, dude, fucking two of them came flying by, like, fucking doing, like, probably about 90, 95, and I'm like, why? Like, is that necessary? Like, are you an essential fucking street racer?
They really not pulling nobody over. I ain't seen nobody pulled over. I see like real shitty drivers out though. I'm like, damn, what you doing out? You need to be home.
Yeah, you need to be.
There's no reason
here
for you to be on the turnpike right now. 295. Come on, man.
One of them was a smart car. I didn't even think they could go that fast, dude.
Yeah, and then when somebody pissed me off,
yeah,
and they got a like a political sticker on they junk,
yeah,
I just think of that fucking like candidate. I'm yeah. like, man, I don't fuck with that candidate now because you.
Yeah, right, because of him. I'm just blaming all of it.
Call it how it is. Oh yeah. Definitely gotta play this.
Yeah.
Because everybody got mask on.
Coming off.
You got it on still.
Yeah, when I had to when I had to go back at Max Out summer camp, fucking one of my bunkies was old white dude, right? And so we'd have this on all the time, or you know what I mean? This was one at the time. He'd be like, "What are they saying, Mad Dog?" Like instead of mask off, he's like, "What are they saying, Mad Dog?"
Are they saying Mad Dog?
I was like, "Nah." So then at that point, he was Mad Dog. Like, nah, Mad Dog, chill.
What about Man Dog?
Man Dog. Shout out Roar, that was one of his. He back quarantining in Philly.
Mask off. Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah, that's one. What else you got?
I got I got Will Smith. Summertime.
Oh, that's a good one.
Motherfucking Summertime. Let me see. I can't even find it on here. I ain't put in fucking Will Smith.
There we go.
Yeah.
You can come out to this.
Yeah. Cause it's gonna be like, it's gonna be in the summer.
You're like, okay. Looking at everybody just smiling like nodding up and down.
Hey, neighbor.
Everybody chilling.
Hey, neighbor.
You don't even fuck with the neighbor.
Yeah.
Like that bitch kept calling the township on us.
She's not even there. You're waving to her because she's dead. Wait, hey, neighbor.
Hey, Ann.
Oh, man.
Good luck. Ice up, Ann.
Ice up. Oh, my God. Shaq.
Fucking Ann.
My man, Bill Withers.
Bill Withers. This is a good song.
Yeah.
It's a smooth song.
Yeah. And it's easy.
It's a smooth song. You come out with this. Okay.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
You just get up real early. Go outside.
And the burn coffee.
Uh-huh.
Chilling with nature.
Chilling.
Being in commune with what's outside.
You know, first day mask off, it's going to be on a Saturday. It's got to be a Saturday.
It don't matter. Everybody's going to have off.
So it's going to be a Saturday anyway.
Right.
They're going to make it a Saturday.
Yeah.
They're going to make it.
And the world's all right with me.
They're going to make the rest of the week a weekend, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we partying.
It might be 5-day weekends, 2 days work. You know what I mean?
We partying for the rest of the week.
I would go with it. I'd be like.
But Rona's still out there.
And then everyone's like. The Harlem Shaking by the Roan Roan.
Like, you thought I was dead. I'm back, baby.
Guess who's back? Rona's back. Nah, that was terrible.
Guess who's been Zach?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fucking Rona back, yo. Nah, man, fuck that.
Oh, I was going to do this one, and then Rory's making fun of me. I was like, oh, what about this one? Because it's my, where the fuck that? Oh, there it is, artist. Okay. War. I was like, yeah, everybody's going to come out and spill the wine. You know what I mean?
Liquor store is still open.
And my cousin Roy was like, nah, dude, I think that's what's going on now. A lot of wine spilling in the house. Yeah. Like, everyone's spilling wine now. He's like, I was like, but I had to get my man Eric Borden on. That's my guy. He was from the Animals, too. Shout out to Animals. I don't even know if any of them are alive. Taylor, what do you got? I'm going to dime myself out. So just like last week, I'm sometimes not the best host because, like last week I should have let Taylor know like before the night before to like, yo, watch Tiger King. Cause we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd learn, but I didn't. So like I called him like, I don't know, like an hour ago, like 10 of six or some shit. And I was like, yo, get your list together. We're doing the after party for the Rona. And he was like, all right.
I don't have a list, but September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think
that's when we're back. I don't think we're going to have summer.
Okay. And that's how you know he's in tune. That's it. How you know? Because I was like expecting someone else to get the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And that's how you know Taylor's the fucking man.
Yeah, nah, that's going to be a great song. I mean, everybody can get down to that.
Where's it at?
Like, yeah, let's get it. September.
And any old Usher, too.
I want to make love in this club. Yeah, we can rock out with this.
Hell yeah.
This is why I had so much energy today, because I was playing them all. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to be so hype. Do you remember? Yep.
Yeah.
Life before the Corona. Like BC, before Corona.
Corona.
By the way, y'all got to let me know if you hear anybody trying to say that, coin that, that's us, before Corona. Nobody used it first. That was us. So.
Nah, I heard some people use it, and good. I was dying. I was like, oh, shit, that's Wild us. Bill was on that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's trademark. It's on the show. So let us know. That's us.
Yeah, you was definitely on that first.
Stealing them, or we'll tell them to Joe Rogan, and he'll point all the joke thieves, because that's his... Mm.
Hey, what you doing? What you watching, man?
I watched the first season of Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
I thought that was okay. That was cool. It was like sci-fi, like Blade Runner meets like Avatar meets like some kind of, sort of like an investigative show, sort of like too. But it wasn't bad. I'm gonna jump on for season two.
Did you finish what's the name Ozark?
Yeah.
New season.
Yes, I did.
You like it?
Did I like it? I mean, yeah, it's because it's Ozark, but did I think it was up to the level?
It was the worst season, right?
Yeah, out of the three, correct. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It was the worst season.
Yeah.
I ain't fuck with it.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
They should have been off. What's her name? Helen? Yeah. Elaine, the lawyer?
They put two...
they should have capped her in the fucking, like, midway through.
But they put too much of the brother.
Yeah.
Like... This dude just come out of nowhere and you just, nah.
I mean, I understand that it was to demonstrate how much pull the cartel has.
Yeah, but still, fuck him.
Right. What was on the, see, and they left open ends.
Yeah, we can't spoil
what,
it though.
When he was at the school in the very beginning, the opening scene or whatever, what was on the camera?
I don't know.
Remember, he's like, you want to see a fucking picture? And then he starts flipping desks and he beats the shit out of the fucking landscaper or whatever. Yeah. The old guy.
Yeah.
I'll show you a fucking pic. I'll get angry now. Give me your phones. And then he takes all the kids' phones and he's like, and I was like.
Yeah, so they put him in the wood chipper.
They portrayed him like he's this fucking crazy, crazy monster. I wanted to see him do some shit.
And he wasn't.
He ain't do nothing. He's crying. I fucking love you.
He was pussy.
I fucking love you, Ruthie Langmore.
Roof. He fucking love Roof.
Ruthie's hard body.
Roof hard, but Roof, fuck Roof. Fuck Roof.
Yeah, she changed now,
Roof
right?
Ain't shit. Roof never been shit.
She went back with Darlene. She went with Darlene.
Roof never. Roof.
And fucking Wyatt.
Roof never been shit. Yo, never.
Wyatt said, I'm dating someone that could be my grandma. I was like, yo, my guy.
Fuck. He a fuck boy. Fuck Wyatt. Fuck Roof. Fuck all the Langmores, man. Yeah.
And her daddy, Cade Langmore.
The brother. I was like, damn, I know this dude from somewhere, and he fucking from the show Banshee. You ever seen that show? It came on Cinemax. It came on in 2013.
Yes, four seasons. I seen it. Yes, I might have seen a couple of them. Yeah.
Yo, that show right there, fire.
Was it Special Ops guys or something? Or jog my memory, something.
Nah, it's a dude,
like a mercenary or
like
something?
But he like a con artist too.
Yeah.
And he go to this, he on the run from some, like a Russian mob or some shit in New York. And he go to some town like in rural Pennsylvania, like in the middle of Pennsylvania. Like
Scranton, man, he got like a job at Thunder Mifflin.
It was like Hershey or some shit, like, because it was like Route 30 and shit. So I'm like, all right. He go to this bar out there, and this dude, he's like the new sheriff in town, and he was in the bar, and he had an issue with these two other white dudes. So they ended up popping the sheriff, killing him, and the con artist dude took his identity, and he started being the sheriff in town. Hmm. And that shit was, it was some wild, like.
Sounds like a classic. Identity theft is real, Jim.
Yeah, it was some wild shit, yo. It was some wild shit. The bad guy in the fucking movie was an Amish dude. He was a gangster Amish dude. He was selling like
Lebanon Levi from the Amish Mafia.
He was selling like mollies or some shit, yo. But they was getting it in, yo. That show fire. If you
Banshee.
Yeah, Banshee. You definitely
got
to watch
that. What else you got? What's your, like, what do you think, what have you been watching?
Shit, I watched Ozark.
Yeah, watching, or what did you put your stamp on, or what would you? I started doing reruns. I told you put this on your queue a while ago, but I love It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny, yeah. You keep telling me about that, and I never fucking watch
it. Taylor, you ever watch that?
Oh, when that first came out, I was on it heavy, but I probably dropped off after, like, fourth or fifth season, but I checked those out.
14 seasons of perfection. They don't go as super hard.
Is it 14?
Yeah, it's the longest running comedy of all time. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's long as shit.
Longest running, like, with live actors or whatever. I don't know.
Not The Simpsons.
Correct. Like, however they categorize that, it's up there with, like, I don't know. I want to say... I forget one of the ones that was really long, like, what is it?
Maybe Law and Order or some shit.
That's like drama, so it's like a different category, but comedy. I don't know, whatever. It's long as fuck, dude. They got, they're fire. I love it. They're dirt balls. My cousin's wife said it's like, yo, listening to Billy's podcast and Tell Stories, or when he's with us, it's like watching, it's like real life. It's real life. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, I gotta watch that shit.
That's what you said when I told you that last night. You were like, that was the kid. That was the one. You're like, okay, I'm putting that in the queue. Let me check this fucking shit out.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
They got classic shit, dude. They found a fucking dump, a baby in a dumpster. DB. Capped them. They were like trying to.
Dumpster baby?
Yeah. They had Diddy on.
They call him DB?
Yeah.
Gotta pee so bad.
Diddy was on. Griff. They called him Griff. He was like a landscaper, but they thought he was really a musician. That was fantastic. You got fire. What do you want to wrap it up? You really gonna piss yourself?
Yeah, I gotta piss.
Has anyone ever peed live? Wanna just go to the bathroom? Then I'm just fucking. I'll sit here by myself. This is gonna be fucking weird. Yeah, you've never even used the bathroom up here. Just go up and it's. This is insane. Anyway, I love It's Always Sunny, Taylor.
So do you watch FX shows then?
Some of them, yeah.
Have you watched any Fargo?
I have not.
That's probably the most underrated show.
That's what everybody says.
I just finished the second season.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, legit quality, like, the way they shoot it.
Yeah.
All the characters, like, it's, like, a ton of dark humor in it, too.
Oh, that's us.
And then...
that's us.
And then, like, all of the seasons are, like, independent of each other.
Oh, so it's not relying on one. You can jump in wherever, so to speak?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, all the first season's really good, too, but the second season was really, really good.
Oh, okay. Are you a Billy Bob fan, or...?
Yeah, he kills it in that.
Did you watch what's the other one with him? I think it was on Amazon.
Oh, show-wise?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about. I didn't see it, though.
It was the first season was fucking fantastic. What the fuck was it? Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up.
That came out a while ago, though.
Yeah. Yeah. The first season was really, really good. What the fuck? The second season kind of was like, I was like, it wasn't as good. And then we tried to do the third season. We got like maybe 20 minutes into the first episode. And we're like, nah, what the fuck's his name? Billy Bob?
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. And then in the second season.
Oh, Goliath, it's called.
Oh, yeah, Goliath.
Goliath.
He locked him out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on.
Or he locked himself out, more importantly.
You closed the door all the way and you locked yourself out. First time ever. I was going to tell you to do it some real savage shit and be like, dude, just piss in the cup, dude.
Yo,
just right
nah,
here.
That
too
shit,
much.
Yo.
Too much.
That was a big one. That was like a 32-ounce big gulp.
I forget. Oh, last week when we left, I drank a couple beers when I was in here or whatever, and I was like, I have 85-year-old man prostate, dude. So I pissed before I left, and then like we got 295, and I'm like anti pants, like a little kid, dude. I'm like digging, and the wife's like, "The fuck, dude!" And I spot an empty Gatorade bottle in the back. I hopped in the back. I was like, "She's like, what are you doing?" And I'm like, laying across the back, like pissing, like trying not to get it on me, and like,
yeah.
Nah, man, what a fucking savage.
Nah, you couldn't be a truck driver. You would be pulling over nonstop.
Yeah.
I pee in the bottle.
Yeah.
Just stop, piss right there in the bottle.
Pretty routine-wise with all my shit, like as far as, you know, poopies. Pop, 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 pop.
It's crazy because, like, I work at the port.
Oh, hey, welcome back.
Thank you. I work at the port, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be seeing mad female truck drivers.
Yeah.
I'll be wondering, like, damn, like, I know I could piss in the bottle.
What are they doing?
I gotta take a piss. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Oh, dude, my boy Kenny, he's a truck driver. He told me one time, he's like, he told me two stories. One time he was in a traffic jam so bad that one of the truck drivers got out and like went under his wheel well and pissed or whatever.
Yeah.
Pissed or maybe pooped or some shit like that.
Nah, he was shitting doing that.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
He was shitting because, nah, if you're going to piss, you could get out the truck and you could go like in between the trailer and the truck.
Yeah.
You could piss right in between there.
Yes.
But shit, I don't know if you could squeeze in there and shit.
The other time,
I definitely had the shit on the side of the road before one time, yo. That shit was nutty.
The other time he said a dude pulled up or something. It was like a bread truck delivery or something, and the guy was there early or whatever, waited, and then I guess the old lady who owned the bakery or whatever, or the manager or whatever, she comes out. She's like goes around the back and like lifts the fucking the door of the pull down door.
Yeah.
It was like a box truck.
Yeah.
There he is, shitting. Shitting in the back with the rolls, dude.
Oh, shit.
She said, nope, I'm not ordering from you anymore. True story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Damn.
Yeah, that's
shitting in the back of the truck, though. Shitting?
Yeah, my ninja was in the back. He said shitting.
I could see, like, pissing in a bottle or something. But shitting, though? A deuce? Not the deuce.
Man, dude.
Not the deuce, man.
Not the deuce.
Did y'all see people? Did you see people talking about Drake's baby?
How couldn't you? Yeah, that's all.
I seen it. I was like, shit. I was like, that's why he got them DNA tests.
Yeah, that's why. That's why he was hiding them.
He saw that white baby. He was like, whoa, what? Yeah. He was like, hey, man.
Super white.
She like, yes, it is. You the only one I was fucking.
He got the hair, though.
Fucking raw. Nah, but the baby looked like Drake mom.
I never seen her.
Drake mom is a white Jewish lady. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, I forgot. He is Jewish. That's and Jewish ladies, that's how you carry it.
Yeah.
Well, not carry it. I made it sound bad, but
yeah, you know yeah. I mean? But like that's if your mom is Jewish, you're Jewish.
You're Jewish, yeah. No matter what. Yeah. Even if you didn't want to be, you're like, God damn it, I didn't want to be Jewish.
I wanted to be Muslim.
You're like, not today. You're like, not today.
I want you to call me Rashid.
You ain't getting your passport is denied. That X ain't for Wakanda, brother.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, I don't like Jew curls. I want some dreadlocks.
Trade these fucking things in. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah, man. Let's boogie.
Yo, shout out you.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to the people out there holding
everybody's
it down.
Holding it down. Yeah, they came back. We gave them some bullshit last week, and they bounced back, man. Fans came back. The numbers went back up. I'm glad everybody. That means I'm happy that just shows me that everyone's back. You know what I mean? Everyone's healthy.
Shout out to the parents out there, man, especially if your kids is trying to block you from getting your freak on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Get another bathroom.
That shit be in the way. Like,
get it.
You trying to get nasty with your wife and your kid, like, blocking. Like, you wouldn't want another motherfucker in here fucking your mom, would you?
Right.
Shit.
Rest in peace, SBS. My cousin Sean. It was, his anniversary day was the other day. This was his joint.
Yeah.
Winning. That's what's on our fucking mind.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week. We're out.
I'll take a new Jack City. I'm from the place where they move crack quickly. Come and move crack with me. The gats spit the same shit under the matrix next to the stacks, bitch.